This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Dozens of Colombo residents and visitors observed a moment of silence on Tuesday morning to honor the victims of the Easter Sunday attacks in Sri Lanka. A national day of mourning was declared a day after officials disclosed that warnings had been received weeks ago about the possibility of an attack by a radical Muslim group blamed for the bloodshed. Sri Lanka Foundation founder Walter Jayasinghe.
One of my daughter-in-law's friendly family, whole family got devastated, all five members of the family. Husband, wife, son, daughter, another daughter, completely gone. You know, it's unimaginable. It's really bad. And this is a peaceful country.
The death toll from Sunday's bombings now stands at least 310. Myanmar Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists and upheld their 7-year prison sentences for their reporting on the military's brutal crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Walon and Jossa U earlier this month also shared with their colleagues the Pulitzer Prize for International Reporting, one of journalism's highest honors. Myanmar's military launched a brutal counterinsurgency campaign in the western state of Rakhine in 2017, driving more than 700,000 members of the Muslim Rohingya minority to flee to Bangladesh. The official death toll has risen to 11 following a 6.1 magnitude earthquake in Pampanga, located on the main northern Philippine island of Luzon. Rescuers found more bodies overnight in the rubble of a supermarket destroyed in a powerful earthquake that damaged buildings and an airport in the northern Philippines. Another 6.3 magnitude quake struck Tuesday on the island of Sara. No reports of damages or casualties have been made. This is VOA News. North Korea confirmed Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un will soon visit Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. The North state-run Korea's central news agency released a terse two-sentence statement saying Kim will soon pay a visit to the Russian Federation and that he and Putin will have talks. A date for the meetings was not released, and it wasn't clear if Kim would fly or take his armored train. There are some indications the meeting could be held this week in the far eastern port of Vladivostok, not too far from Russia's border with the North. The summit comes at a crucial moment for tenuous diplomacy meant to rid the North of its nuclear arms. Sudan's military rulers, who have been leading the country since the removal of President Omar al-Bashir from power earlier this month, vowed on Monday they aim to form a civilian government as soon as possible. Lieutenant General Shamseldin Kabeshi, the spokesman for the country's transitional military council, told reporters that the military transitional council confirms that the communication with all and honoring varying viewpoints to reach a clear agreement of the demands of the transitional period and the naming of a new prime minister and forming a civilian government will take place as soon as possible. The statement comes as tensions escalated on Monday after talks broke down between protesters and the country's military rulers who called for the reopening of roads blocked by sit-ins established during the uprising that drove al-Bashir from power. The United States is ending sanctions waivers on 5 countries importing Iranian oil, hoping to choke off Tehran's main source of revenue. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the new policy Monday, saying that after giving countries time to reduce their imports of Iranian oil, the U.S. is going to zero. Iran responded defiantly, threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz, a strategically important choke point, if it is prevented from using it to sell its oil. Analysts warn the oil crackdown could provoke a showdown between the U.S. and Iran and could imperil U.S. trade talks with China. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Former White House lawyer Don McGahn has been subpoenaed to appear before a House panel. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
According to the Mueller report, McGahn told investigators he declined to follow up on a call from President Trump on June 17, 2017, directing him to remove Special Counsel Robert Mueller. With some Democrats calling for impeachment proceedings, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is counseling members to go after facts. Mike Gracia.
And I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.